Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Bert Show.
All right, we played this for you last week. This is a television station in Cincinnati that was introducing you to free implant, myfreeimplants.com.
21-year-old Kyle Dinger has always dreamed of a bigger bus line.
I'm small one out of my family, to say the least, and they've nicknamed me A-Cup, and I don't want that nickname anymore.
The married mother of two says implants cost about $5,500, but now it won't cost Kyle a dime. Dozens of strangers are footing the bill. She joined MyFreeImplants.com, posting pictures and chatting with donors called benefactors.
I log on quite a few times during the day.
The men pay $1.50 to email the ladies. After that, benefactors can send special donations.
I'll show you my final donation. It was $810 and $332 to put me at my goal.
Cincinnati native Becky Weschler is just weeks away from going under the knife. In 10 months, the married mother of three has raised $6,700.
At first, I was like, why would they want to give me money? But then, like, you really get to know them and talk to them, and it's
become
just
your friend.
They want to just, I guess, help you and make you happy.
Just want to make you happy.
Right.
Philanthropists.
They don't want anything for themselves.
Now, here's a little bit, a clip of the video up on their website.
Hello, everybody. I just wanted to take a moment to document this momentous occasion. I made it to closest to goal list. Yay! I'm so excited. I took off my costume after it got to be like 10:30 and nobody had rang my door for candy. So I took it off and then I kind of took a nap and I woke up and I was just like, oh my god! So there it is.
So, would she go in for the surgery or something like that?
I'm confused.
She sounded like she was on the closest to goal list, meaning one more donation, and boom, she's got him.
This is the owner. Hey, Jay?
Yeah, how you doing?
Is that exactly what that was, that last clip that we played?
Exactly, yeah. She was one spot from the closest to her goal.
How does that work?
Well, we keep track of who's closest to reaching their surgery goal based on the goal that they set up, depending on, you know, what type of implant they're having and how much they need to raise. And the site in general is it's something we call social funding, which is peer-to-peer fundraising or micro fundraising, kind of like micro loans, but people are actually giving you the money.
So the only problem that I really see with the website, because if you can get something for free, why not? Why not?
Sure.
It's the guys that I'm assuming on the website, there's very little that is really, really free. So I'm assuming that dudes that donate money for somebody else's breasts either want to see them, want to come touch them, want to become friends. There's something just kind of creepy about the whole thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's breast implants, and it's a sexually charged atmosphere, but it is only online. We go, you know, above and beyond to make sure that you only, you know, keep the communication online. And, I mean, it's not like MySpace or Facebook where you're giving out email addresses or people know which city you live in. None of that information's stored.
But
so it's a completely online community, and we've been doing it for over 4.5 years, and, you know, we haven't had any incidences, and we've raised money for over 500 women. So it's going quite well.
But it says you could send and receive custom videos and photos. So how do you monitor the videos and photos that are being sent?
All monitors, you know, all content is monitored by both our team and on-site facilitators. So, I mean, we have, you know, community moderators as well as our team monitoring content. So it's the same situation where you have a social network, you have a bunch of user-generated content, you have to take, you know, videos down, you have to take photos down, you have to take blogs down, and, you know, you rely on your internal team and community moderators to inform you of anything that violates your terms of service. So
sounds just like Elf Island.
It's nothing like Elf Island.
What is the motivation for people to donate money to somebody they don't know? Like, what's their motive?
Well, that's the thing. They really do know them. You know, we're talking about, it's almost 2010 people. People have online friends. Mm-hmm. People may have never met a lot of their friends in life. I mean, you know, it's not a situation where just because somebody's on the internet, you don't know them. You're spending time to get to know them. So, I mean, no one's going to just log on and look at someone's photo and go, here's $5,000. There's time spent, you know, chatting, getting to know people, reading, you know, messages. It sounds bizarre, but really these people are getting to know each other, and they do want to help them out. Whether they're getting free pictures out of it, you know, it's really up to the community. You know, it's totally up to the members in terms of what they share or don't share. So it's not something that we require for our service.
This website almost sounds like a whole bunch of dudes that are sitting around a bar and they're drinking, and one of them makes the joke about starting a website like this, and the other ones all laugh about it, but there's one guy that goes home and goes, maybe that wasn't so funny. Maybe I can make some cash on this. How did you come up with this idea?
That's really close to how we came up.
Is it really?
Yeah, we were actually out in Las Vegas doing about the same thing, and a cocktail waitress had recently had the surgery. Her friend, who was also working, wanted it, and her friend's boyfriend had paid for her procedure. And we, you know, she was kind of, I guess, soliciting us for a larger tip that would go to her potential surgery. And we thought that was kind of funny. And sure enough, my good friend Jason didn't think it was just funny. He thought it was a good idea. And started a site for our friend about 4.5 years ago, and she raised the money in 4 months, and the rest is history.
Wow.
Is there a limit to how much money you can collect?
Well, you need a valid quote from a board-certified surgeon. So really, we don't see anything more than 12, 13, 14,000. That's the best surgeon with implants, with a lift, I mean, everything. But it's usually, you know, around 5 to 7,000.
Wow. I'm trying to think of ways to poke holes in it, but I mean, what is the argument? If you can get something for free, then why not?
I guess if you're willing to chat with somebody and spend some time on it, good for you.
Right. It's not totally free. I mean, you are spending time, but people spend a lot of time chatting to friends on MySpace or Facebook, and they're not earning money while they're doing it.
World of boobcraft.
I mean, seriously, you're basically working for your boobs. You're creating these friendships with the intention of getting money out of the guys that you're talking to and starting conversations with and befriending online.
It just still sounds kind of creepy, though.
It's creepy for the people who are participating. It's not something you would do.
No.
Right? Because, you know, you would get your dad to pay for your boobs or something.
That's even more creepy than the website.
How about I buy my own? Right? Like,
well, there are some women that just can't afford it, right?
Right.
So then don't get them.
Or, well, why not? Why wouldn't you? Yeah. Why would you let that stop you if some complete stranger
creepy.
Is will?
But why is that?
Creepy?
It's creepy because a complete stranger is going to want you to like let him touch him and
that's what he's saying. He's saying that doesn't happen.
Send videos. I mean, he just said they have to have a whole security team internally to monitor the photos and the videos that are going up online. Guess what they are? They're the women showing the boobs to the guys who bought them.
But we have that. Yeah, we have that on our website.
What?
We have people who review the comments and the content that goes up on our website.
Oh, I thought you said we have boobs on. I know. I'm like, yeah. What? Videos.
Yeah, I don't know that.
I don't know. Come on. You guys know there's something creepy
it's
about
odd.
It is odd.
It's weird. But it's creepy.
It's weird.
It's odd, but if somebody wants to do it, so be it. I mean, I don't think it's any different than putting up something and collecting money for a charity.
Or how is it any different than these women that go out every weekend looking for sugar daddies? It's the same thing, except this is an online sugar daddy.
It's true.
Guys buying drinks at the bar. I mean,
totally.
They're trying to get conversation. They're trying to meet people.
They're trying to see some boobs, too.
It's no different, but we're being honest about it.
Hey, Miranda, good morning. You're on Q100.
I was just wondering how long of a process it usually is to raise the money.
It's usually,
how long does it normally take them?
Probably about 6 months to go from start to finish.
About 6 months.
Okay.
But we've also seen it in 2 weeks, and, you know, it depends how active you are. We've seen people who are inactive who do it over 2 years. So it's based on how much time you're spending, really.
Hey,
How much does it cost them to set up the account to begin with?
There's no fee. It's free.
So where are you getting your cash?
Well, we take a percentage of the donations to run the site.
Okay. Hey, Allie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I was just wondering, how do they verify that the money actually goes to a breast job and just doesn't go to the girl's pocket?
The money is held in escrow, so we make the payment directly to the surgeon.
Goes right to the doctor?
Oh. Correct, right. The women never actually have the money. The donations go to an escrow account, and then it's paid directly based on who they choose their surgeon.
When we started this conversation, Wendy was ready to tee off on you. Now she's like, huh, well, it kind of makes sense.
I mean, it makes sense for those who are willing to do the work. But I mean, it's not something for me.
Right.
But I mean, there's,
right.
I mean, if you're willing to talk and chat with these guys and send them some photos, maybe, I mean, good for you.
Would you do it, Wendy?
No, I wouldn't do it.
How come?
Because I think it's a little creepy.
And she already has great boobs. Period.
Well, like,
what's creepy about it, though? Just that it's a total stranger.
Because I don't think you get anything for free. I don't think just talking to somebody is free. Mm-hmm. I think you've got to send something.
And because there is that money exchange, it does make me think that, you know, like,
well,
I
got
to get
free.
Something for my money. But you say you've had no instances at all where the guys that got creepy about it and started stalking or demanding their money back or anything like that?
None to this date. Nope.
Wow. But I think that's something that could happen no matter what. I mean, I think that's as likely on Facebook or Twitter or MySpace or any social network
right.
site.
Right, yeah, it happens everywhere. And we, you know, because we do have money exchanging, we have to, you know, go above and beyond and not, if you actually give out contact info, if you give out an email address or you give out an instant messenger address or something that could compromise you or put you at risk, we'll actually suspend the account. So we take it very seriously.
We're just going to take one more call here from somebody that's actually used your site before, and she wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning, Mary. You are on The Voice Disguiser. Hi.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are y'all doing?
Good. So you've used myfreeimplants.com.
Actually, I heard about it, I think it was Thursday or Friday when y'all were talking about it, and I was like, this sounds cool. And, you know, I've had children, and after I had children, they actually went down smaller than what they were before, and it was kind of upsetting. And I went on the site, and I just started over the weekend, and I'm pretty active with it, and I think it's a good thing. I mean, if someone wants to help you out, why not take it? It's nothing bad. I'm not exchanging anything other than pictures of my face. I don't put any pictures of my body on there besides with clothes on, maybe a full body shot, you know, but it's nothing sexual at all.
Has anybody bid yet or donated?
Yeah, I've actually had 5 people already donate.
Really?
Wow. How much are you up to?
Well, honestly, I haven't completely figured out the website, and I couldn't figure out how to look to see how much I've received already. So I'm still new to it, but it's fun. Actually,
it's right on your profile page, but
say that one more.
They're not talking to you in a disrespectful way. You respect them; they respect you, and that's all it is.
And how much did you say you're trying to get?
I'm trying to get $6,500.
And Jay was telling you it should take you about 6 months to get that if you're average.
Probably, yeah, 6 to 8 months. I mean, I'm been on there. As soon as I get home, it's almost like Facebook. I get home and I'm checking it to see what's going on.
I bet it is. Boom, boom.
It's a great night. I love it. It's awesome.
Cool. All right, Mary, good luck with it.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
All right, Jay. I think we're all ready to, like, just tee off on you, and I can't really find a whole bunch of debatable issues here.
Well, we're not doing a bad thing. I mean, people want the service and people want to help them. We're just there to provide the site, really.
I think it's fantastic that y'all came up with the idea in Vegas.
It is so brilliant.
If you're going to come up with an idea like that, it's going to be in Vegas.
Right.
All right, Jay. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. The website is myfreeimplants.com.
This is The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.